Hello and welcome back to another edition of ESPN Scrum Reset. It's Sam Bruce, joined as ever by Christy Doran in the Schmidt House, fresh off another memorable weekend of Super Rugby Pacific. Christy, I went along with the punters on Saturday night, sat behind the sticks. I like to do that one game a year just to kind of get a feel, you know, outside of the media box. You see things differently, you feel, you soak up the atmosphere, and you can just tell, I think, that buzz, that walk down Moore Park Road, you come past the Olympic Hotel where I didn't call in for a beer, few extra people hanging out the doors there. I just got the sense that, you know what, there might be something special happening here tonight. I didn't see a Waratahs win coming, but fair play to them. They deserved it.
Bruce, are you telling me you didn't have a beer?
No, I had many beers. I just didn't have one in the Olympic Hotel.
Right. Good to have full disclosure there. Look, great win for the Waratahs. I think it shocked a lot of people, but they would have had a bee in the bonnet after being sprayed by the coaching team throughout the previous week. So fair play to them. 20,000. It comes off the back of 20,000 in Queensland as well for the Reds game. So really good momentum across the board for Australian rugby. And it's no surprise that when the Reds and the Waratahs are going well, there's a bit of a buzz because it's the two biggest states in the country, rugby states anyway. Great performance, and this competition is well and truly alive. Like, all four Australian Super Rugby sides in the top six, which is a perfect dream scenario for Phil Waugh, for Rugby Australia, leading into a Lions series.
I actually saw Phil too at one point pacing around in the kind of the concourse there that you now have at the Sydney Football Stadium, which is much better than it used to be when, on, you know, anything over about 20,000, it was shoulder to shoulder and you couldn't get through. A lot of space there. Looked like a man on the mission. It was great to see all the juniors there, I thought, as well. Clubs from all over the state, plenty from here in Sydney and then out in the bush as well. Great to see the Kempsey Cannonballs and Tristan Riley there, the club that he played for, Derby Lancaster as well. The interview with Tristan in front of the juniors there. I mean, that's just money can't buy, PR. That was superb.
It's about time they did this. Let's be honest. You look at what's happening in France in the top 14, and you can tune into any of their Instagram accounts after a game or during the game, and you'll see there are hundreds, if not thousands, that welcome the team as they get off the team bus into the stadium, and it looks amazing.